Alright guys, this is Tone. This is On Deck presented by Flagpost Sports. And we're going to get into all the new Yankees news and notes from the past week. And we're going to bring it to you right now. Let's do it.
Now batting for the American League from the New York Yankees.
And now, the New York Yankees.
All right, guys, this is Tone. This is On Deck presented by Flagpost Sports and Anchor.fm. And we're going to get into your Yankees Week 3 recap. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I was going to record this podcast this past Monday, April 19th, but I decided against it, and I'll tell you why. Because had I recorded this on Monday, April 19th, this would have been a straight-up fucking rant track. I would have been screaming, ranting, hearing and whoring, however the fuck they call it, and it would have been just straight-up like the Yankees fucking... It would have been bad. So I reserved my composure. I said, wait, let's see what happens on Tuesday, 4:20. Smoke some weed out there, y'all. Or don't, whatever, I don't fucking care. But I was like, let me wait till 4:20, let me see how the Yankees play. Brian Cashman came out on Monday, had his little Zoom conference, gave everybody a little vote of confidence saying, we're not going to overreact, we're not going to make changes, these guys are good, they're going to play well. Well, talk is fucking cheap, Brian Cashman, and the proof is in the goddamn pudding. So I said, let me wait till Tuesday. Let me see what the Yankees do against the Atlanta Braves before I go full fucking rant, before I start naming names, who's fucking dead, who's dead to me as a Yankee player, who's dead to me as a Yankee manager. But let's see how the Yankees played Tuesday against the Braves. Let's see if they respond to what Brian Cashman said, that he trusts these guys and they will get out of this funk and they will win games and they will get back to the Yankees we fucking know. Let's wait to see that. Let's wait to see what happens during the game against the Braves on Tuesday. And that's exactly what I did. And, I'm not going to lie to you, it wasn't a pretty fucking game. Most of the game was kind of like, you know, the same shit we've seen for the last 2 weeks. Guys not hitting. Guys not coming through in the clutch. Guys not getting that hit when we need it. But they did just enough to squeak by. They got 3 runs against the Braves. Only gave 1. We won 3-1 if you keep scoring that. And the full round is off. Because we won a game. Now, not 5-10, but we're 6-10. Does that mean everything's right in the world? Fuck no. Hell no. We gotta play the Braves again tomorrow. It's another game we should win. I don't even know the starter's gonna be in that game. I think it's gonna be Kluber. And if it is Kluber, I mean, you don't know what you're getting. This guy's been wildly inconsistent. His first few starts hasn't really put together anything amazing. I mean, they gave this guy close to $20 million, I believe. And he's not really lived up to that contract. Where have you heard that before, Yankee fans? But that's where we're at. They won Tuesday, and it was nice to get on the fucking winning side of things instead of every game, one pulling my fucking hair out, and my teeth, and my eyes, and everything else I could probably pull out of my motherfucking body. But we won a game. We won a game. Holy shit, good to get that one. Good to get that one. Because we all know we needed it. Now, let's get down to it. Yankees do need to get this win. And coming into the game Tuesday, they had 2 games against the Braves at home and 4 games against the Indians in Cleveland. 2 pretty good teams. Not going to lie. Not going to say that they're not great teams. Look, we're not a great team right now. We were 5-10 coming to this series. But these are teams that we should be able to beat. These are teams that, yes, they're good. But you know what? We got good players too. We got good pitching. We got good hitting. We just got to put it together because we haven't done so yet. But we could put it together. If the Yankees are able to get 4, 5, dare I even say fucking 6 wins in the 6 games, I think everything's going to be forgotten. I think it'll be talked about. But I think that all will be forgotten if you could get out of the 500, get into winning ways. But on the opposite side, play a little devil's advocate, don't get at least 3 wins. 3 wins. That's the minimum. If you don't get 3 wins in the next 6 games, there's going to be some questions. The questions are, is the manager a good enough manager to manage his team? and has his effectiveness run its course. It's going to be questions whether some guys that are playing, looking at you, Aaron Hicks, and Gary Sanchez, should still be out there. Maybe we should give some young guys some reps. Maybe we should get some young blood out there and get some tries out there. But we're not there yet, although I do believe we're on the precipice. And I used the word precipice, and I don't always use it, and I fucking used it. Because you only use it when you really want to make a... And we're on the precipice of having those conversations. Now, if you followed me on Twitter, and I'm hoping you do, at Flagpost, you know that I am completely on board with firing Aaron Boone. I don't think he's a good manager. I've, from the start, not been behind him. Never really given him a shot, because I knew this was going to be a disaster. And I think his time is done. I think his effectiveness, I think that he's lost his team. I don't think they're reacting to anything he's doing. And I think it's time to see him out the door. Who do you bring in? Don't have that answer for you. But I can imagine there's a lot of guys lining up to be the manager of the New York fucking Yankees. So I'm sure we could get some kind of quality manager to come in and do the goddamn job. But like I said, precipice, precipice, precipice. We're almost there. I think we're there. We'll see if we're there. I don't know. Who cares? I care. We'll see what happens. I don't know. We're going to start again tomorrow. The Yankees, well, when you're hearing this, it'll be Wednesday, but we just beat the Braves 3-1. We're going to have another game against the Braves at home, and then we go to Cleveland. We got to beat Cleveland. I know they got some good pitching out there, even though they lost some guys. Shane Bieber, reigning Cy Young winner. But they got to put it together. They got to put it together. Otherwise, next Monday will be a fucking rant track. That rant track, I promise you, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. The Yankees got to get it through. Some news around the Yankees. Luke Voit was seen in the field taking some ground balls, taking some batting practice. I think he's getting close. I think probably the first week of May, maybe second week of May, we hopefully should see Luke Voit manning first base. Also, not too much news about Zach Britton, but I gotta imagine he's pretty close. Probably should see him hopefully soon after we get Luke Voit back. And of course, the sad news this past Sunday. I know Yankee fans, you know already. Jay Bruce. It's very sad. Tired. Says if he couldn't play up to the capabilities that he thought he was capable of, he'd retire, call it a day. The sad part is, he was actually doing better stat-wise than some of the goddamn guys that are much younger than him. That he claimed that he can't do the job, but he was doing the job. In my opinion, you could quote me here. I think it was another Yankees move saying, we need your roster spot. We got to get another guy up here. We can't bring it down because you'll get signed by someone else. But if you get the idea of the notion to retire, you get your paycheck and you retire as a Yankee. And I think that's exactly what happened. Of course, no proof to it, but just my hunch, just my guess. But I think that's what happened. And that's where we're at, Yankee fans. Right now, 6-10. Going into Wednesday's game. Today's game, hopefully, maybe, not must. We must fucking win. We got to get to 7-10 to get into Cleveland. And hopefully from there, we take 3 or 4. Get to 500. Because we're gonna start getting to the meat of April. Getting into May. And that means we're in full fucking win mode. Because if we don't get into win mode, we're going to be so fucked. We'll see what happens. Of course, for all the latest news, FlagpostSports.com. Visit us on Twitter at FlagpostSports. Until then, this is Tone, and this is On Deck, presented by Flagpost Sports and Anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's do it.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have